From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
For at least two decades, Edith Ann belonged to everyone and to no one. Nobody could agree how old she was, just that the little bay quarter horse had lived at Golden Gate National Recreation Area for as long as anyone could remember. Edith Ann was a friend to three generations of park visitors. She stood patiently as parents lifted toddlers to touch her velvet nose. Even tough kids arriving in yellow school buses beamed when Edith accepted their warily offered carrots. As a volunteer for the park's horse patrol, I fed, watered, mucked, and rode for the federal government. On my assigned days, I brought Edith Ann her favorite snack of raisins, brushed her until she gleamed, picked the gunk out of her hooves, and headed for the steep trails. Our job was to intercept speeding mountain bikers, dog walkers, wildflower rustlers, litter bugs. On one of those hills last year, Edith suddenly stopped, as if to say, "I don't think I can do this anymore." When months of rest failed to improve her sore leg, we talked of putting her out to pasture. But where? The GGNRA has no retirement budget for the horses it employs. In private hands, Edith would have gotten treatment, but to the Park Service, Edith's career was over. The news came by email, the recommendation, euthanasia. No one knows what happens to the hundreds of elderly equines that work for the Park Service nationwide, or keeps track of how many are sold, slaughtered, or euthanized, because it has no further use for them. The night before Edith was to die, GGNRA Superintendent Brian O'Neill responded to dozens of emails pleading for Edith's life and commuted her death sentence. A few hundred dollars, and a few months later, Edith was back on all fours. A horse sanctuary near Davis offered to take her in. When I went to visit her there last week, she jogged across her corral and put her velvet nose in my hand, demanding raisins. With the Perspective, I'm Susan Ives.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.